miracles. That's a very astounding statement, isn't it? What a good Christian I am to love miracles. Probably everybody loves miracles. As Brother Dan stood up, what a great segue to have a specialist admit that if it wasn't for God, those words coming out of a doctor's mouth are amazing. The longer, the more times and the more instances that we get to serve the Lord, if you'll watch, you'll see miracles. Brother Rich and Brother Mike and myself and Miss Di were sitting out in the lobby at getting ready for Brother Dale's surgery. It's never a good time, and when you're in the hospital getting ready for surgery, it's always an anxious moment. And you could tell as Miss Di was walking back and forth, took him forever to get Brother Dale ready. That poor girl sitting there going back and forth. God is so amazing, though. And I don't know why the Lord put Dale on that date. No idea until we got there. I'm so thankful to be part of a church that cares about people. I was there in a good couple, good people. They used to come here, whatever, that's not relevant, but they were there. And the man was getting surgery himself. And I was so thankful to know that Brother Mike was there and Brother Rich were there, and they saw him and saw her and said, "Boy, I sure would like to pray with him." And we did. Nobody else came. Not one person. Do you know what a miracle it is to have us happen to be there? Huh? Somebody had to pray. Somebody had to pray. Do you know what a miracle it is that our preacher's here? Do you know what a miracle it is that Brother Mike Sells is here? Do you know what a miracle it is to see person after person after person after person? We all have our things that we could point to. You know what I don't want us to do as Christians? I don't want us to get to the point where we stop seeing them. It is a statement made in ignorance to believe that miracles no longer happen. In your Christian life will dry up if you stop seeing God. And what I mean by that is you've got to see God in the big things that we consider little. See, we consider it a little thing that we happened to be there in the foyer in that little surgery waiting area, and another family was there that desperately needed God. Not us. I'm not concerned about us. Please don't misread me. Us being there is not the relevant point. You don't mistake me in that. Don't mistake me in the fact that I'm going to stand up and say, "Oh God, it was so great that we were there." No, that's not it. It was great that God showed up. It was a miracle of somebody that was apprehensive, scared, and wouldn't you be? I love little surgeries. We call them procedures. Well, they ain't little or procedures on the person they're being done on, I'll tell you that. I don't like going in the hospital at all. And to be able to have the opportunity to beg God, we begged God for Brother Dale, walked in there, he was happy. Good night, he was happy. I'd walked in there expecting him to be. I've never seen that in a surgery before. Praise the Lord. Hey, that's a miracle. I know I'm not happy when I'm having surgery. I'll tell you that. And as I thought about this and thought about this, God is so good. God is so good to bring people into our lives that care and love. It doesn't matter who it is. Do you know how wonderful God is to put Dale's surgery on that day? That's a miracle. Is it not? As I think about this time of year, I admitted to you already that I'm pretty much the Grinch. I don't like this time of year because we get hateful. Please bear with me for one moment. I don't like this time of year because it's loaded with stress. It's loaded with discouragement. You know what saddens my heart is that more suicides happen during the holidays than any other time of the year. And it's because we've lost sight. And I've tried to, matter of fact, I'm going to tell you, I praise the Lord. Our kids program, what a miracle. Oh, can I stop there for a moment? I'm just going to tell you my heart. I'll tell you, it's tearing me up watching us see great things from God. Let me tell you something. It's tearing me up to see great things happening right here.
Amen.
Little Malachi. God bless his little heart.
Yeah.
In a snowman's out. A snowflake. Yeah. He was a snowflake. I said he was a snowflake. Malachi the snowflake. Here he is in the front row. Ornery. Oh my goodness. That young man's got ornery all through. And by the way, I think ornery's tremendous. And he's sitting there like this. And I'm going to tell you, every song. And we sang a lot of songs about Jesus Christ at the school program. Every song, he'd lift up his arms and the snowflake would go above his head. And it seemed like when it was his time to sing, he'd pull that thing down, stick his face out. All night long doing snowflake jumping jacks. And I'm going to tell you why I got excited. And maybe you don't see these things, but I see miracles up here. See, this is what I see, miracles. And what the problem is, we take these things as if that's just coincidence. No, this is God. This little boy a year ago was wondering where he was going to live. This boy a year ago was in the hands of the state of California, not knowing. And we prayed and prayed and prayed, begged God, and here he was, singing about Jesus Christ, going to a Christian school. That's a miracle. Then I looked over here, Justice. Boy, she's incorrigible. God bless her heart, incorrigible. What a wonderful victory to see that little girl. Why, man, she's wonderful. She's going to be something else. You tell me I'm wrong. God likes ornery. You say what you want. He makes us preachers. Too bad she wasn't a boy. I'm going to tell you right now, she's something else. And I watched those little babies singing for Christ. I watched Jordan Riffle. Where should he be? Come on now. You listen to me. I'm talking about miracles this morning. You're looking at one right over there. Little Jordan, miracle. He's bigger than I am. I don't want to call him little. Jordan, up here singing, going to Christian school. Why? Because God still does miracles. Huh? This group of kids right over here. Look at me. Huh? Do you know what it is that you guys are here today? It's a miracle that you're here today. What could you be doing, son? Come on. What could you be doing? You could be sleeping. I'd like to be sleeping. Huh? Come on, give me some. Oh, give me some. It's a miracle. It's a miracle that you guys are here today. You want some too, don't you? Yeah, I got some started now. Come on. Come on. You know you want some too. Come on. You know you want some too. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm done. Huh? No, I want you to hear this. I want you to hear this. God is good in this place. I want you to hear this. We're going to have church this morning. These kids right here, because we run our buses, because we like miracles, these children are here today. You say it's because you're giving away Christmas presents. If that's what it would take, we'd do it all year long. Hey, you say what you want to say. Christ fed the 5,000. Christ fed the 4,000. I didn't. You ought not give people stuff. Well, then why do you show up? You'd invite your friends if we had gift certificates available. But because we don't have gift certificates, so we have still places that are empty in these pews. Somebody say amen this morning. See, what you've got to understand is this. I like miracles. I like watching. I like seeing. I like watching God do things. I'm talking great things. It's not a small thing that these kids are here today. It's not a small thing that Justice is singing in a choir. It's not a small thing that Curtis Wiley was up in that choir being Joseph. I said, being Joseph, that's an important part. He came to me yesterday and said, I got the most important part in the play. I said, well, son, we may have made a mistake. I know you a little bit. Here he was. Right, let me tell you something. His mom and daddy weren't here. Can you listen to me this morning? His mom and daddy weren't here. What a miracle that he was. You people. And I don't believe there's any. I really believe we've got a church that loves miracles. Don't ever, ever, ever ask this preacher, how are we going to afford the bus ministry? Don't ever ask this preacher that. Don't ever ask any of the associate pastors. Don't you ask them. You know not to ask him. Do you know why? Because we like miracles. What do we need the bus kids for? Because we like miracles. Let me explain something to you. Every single person represented here, if you think about your life, and I'm going to preach here in a minute. I hope you aren't in a hurry. But you must understand something. Everybody represented here is a miracle of some sort or another. God has done something through your life. I know a little bit about Bob Edwards, and good night. There's a myriad of miracles that got him to this point. I know myself quite a bit. I know myself quite a bit, just to let you know that. And I know that it took a lot to get me here. A lot that God has done for me. A lot of miracles along the way. You know, I'd look at and I think about miracles and I think about the blessed season and I think about all the joy that we have. And by the way, if it wasn't for the birth of Christ, we would have not a program. If it wasn't for the birth of Christ, we would have not a Christmas cantata. If it wasn't for the birth of Christ, we'd have not a bus ministry. If it wasn't for the birth of Christ, there'd be nothing to live for. As we look at these things, I want you to understand a few things. And at the end, I'm going to preach a little bit. The first thing is, it's a statement made in ignorance to believe that miracles no longer happen. I've just pointed out several of them that have happened recently. It has never been, number two, it has never been the choice of man when and where miracles occur. Because I know that in the back of your mind, it's easier for a Christian to remember what God did not do. Oh, help me there, Christian. Come on. Let's talk just a little. Can we talk just a little bit this morning? It's easier sometimes for Christians to remember what God did not do. Long before we ever remember what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. You know that song does not mean count your cursings. Count your cursings, name them one by one. Isn't it amazing that God has done nothing? I mean, that's the way we live our life. And I'm telling you right now, God's doing miracles now. I said God's doing miracles now. The problem is it's not your choice when it happens. It's not your choice where it happens. My miracle, the greatest thing that ever happened in my life, happened on Galena Street, of all places. Of all places, Galena Street. My miracle occurred because somebody that should not have done it went down there and started him a church. And I don't know why he did it. Not interested in that. I'm not in the blame game that America plays anymore. I'm not looking for the reason things happen. Couldn't care less. I sure am glad it did, though. What a miracle. A miracle that people showed up to hear him preach. Wouldn't you say amen? No, I'm just kidding. He's a good preacher. That's why I'm walking away from him. I don't want him to get up. Understand this. The miracles that have happened in your life aren't your choice. I didn't know that I was going to have my aunt and uncle take me to church. I didn't know when I got there that Ron Brown was going to be there and go ahead and tell me all about hell. I didn't know that at the end of the day I would have the Lord as my Savior. I didn't know that when I came that day I'd be lost. When I left that day I'd be found. I didn't know that. It was God's choice. I'm just glad I was there. Boy, this is good preaching. I hope you get a hold of this today. I hope you get a hold of this today because I don't want you to expect more miracles. I want you to see more miracles. Let me say that again. I don't want you to expect more miracles. I want you to see more miracles because they're there. It's not the brilliance of the doctors that did a good job on Dale Robinson. It's the wonder of our Savior. It's not the brilliance of the doctor. Doctors were dumb almost the whole time with our preacher. I don't know how the doctors were with Brother Mike Sells, but there he is. See, those are miracles sometimes we don't see. Sometimes we aren't aware that miracles are happening all around us. I see the miracle of this Christmas program on Friday. That was a miracle. By the way, I know I named kids specifically, but can I help you just a little bit? It's a miracle my babies were in it. I didn't deserve this. I don't deserve to be an associate pastor, co-pastor, whatever he makes me say that title. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve to be called Pastor Dave. I'm a sinner. You know what a miracle that is? My babies being involved in a Christian school and a Christian environment, that's a miracle. Let me tell you something, you church kids. You church kids take it for granted. I know we don't have a lot of that. Please don't. I'm not getting on the kids. I just want you to see the miracle that it is. Listen, I know about my life. It's a miracle that these two are in this church. Huh? It's a miracle that I and my wife are in this church. Not haughty. Not haughty. We don't deserve it. God is so good. Yeah. You know how many kids come to this school because of the miracles of God? Oh, you started up a school. It makes sense because the public school's not a good option. Hogwash. It's because God does miracles. Why is there a need for you to see the miracles? Why is there a need for you to know that they still take place? Why is there a need for you to understand that God is still wonderfully powerful? He has not lost a step. Why is there a need? I know there's great examples. We could talk about the Red Sea. We could talk about David and Goliath. We could talk about Jericho. We could talk about the angel defeating 185,000 Syrians at one time. Those are all Old Testament miracles. You know, miracles occurred in the Old Testament as well.
Well, preacher, if you go to the New Testament, you'll see that the first miracle, the beginning thereof, happened in Cana of Galilee at that wedding.
That was the first miracle of Jesus in his earthly walk. Smarty pants. Thank you for straightening me out. But if you think that miracles didn't happen when Egypt lost that wonderful, mighty moving of hand and the Lord brought them out, the Old Testament's loaded with them. We can stop at the New Testament and I watch him turn that first miracle, water into wine, giving us a beautiful picture of what he does for us. The feeding of the 5,000, the feeding of the 4,000, the calming of the storm. But I love the miracle we see in Luke. I love the miracle we see in Luke. Look at Luke 2. You knew I was going there. I don't know why you're not there already. In Luke chapter 2, the Lord keeps his promise. The Lord keeps his promise of being born. The Lord keeps his promise of coming down to this earth as Emmanuel, God with us. He keeps this promise. Coming to the, and by the way, what a great miracle. I had a lady come to me right after the program. Tears welling up in her eyes, saying, I'm so thankful that I was here tonight. because I got to realize what Christmas is about all over again. You may not like the direction that I take at Christmas time. You may not like the thought process, but at the end of the day, this miracle called Christmas is something we need to see. He keeps all the Old Testament promises. He keeps all these wonderful things and then says, the angel said unto him in verse 10, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. He came for everybody. He came for the lowliest of the low to the highest of the high. He came to every single criminal, every single bad person you can think of. He came to us sinners. Left the glory and splendor of heaven. Can you imagine? I know I talk about this all the time. He left the glory. Heaven must smell good. I don't know about whatever you may think. I don't. I think about these things. I think about how great Dairy Queen's going to be in heaven. You don't. It's going to be there. Why wouldn't it be? That's a little heaven on earth right there. You step in there, walk out with a blizzard, you're just happy all over. Only time I like the word blizzard is when it's got Dairy Queen attached to it. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Reese cups. Oh, man. Reese cup blizzard. Blue raspberry Mr. Misty Freeze. Say that 10 times quick. Woohoo! That's a headache waiting to happen right there. You get a hold of that thing, you turn on the vacuum cleaner called your mouth, you can't even get to the power button fast enough before your head starts going, ah! Most wonderful pain I've ever been in my life. I don't know what you get there, but if you don't get those two things, I'm not sure you can go to heaven. Anyways, I think about heaven. I think about how wonderful it's going to be. By the way, the Lord's been there for a very long time preparing a place for you. I got to believe he's pretty good at what he does. Amen? When he says he's going to prepare a place for you, he's been there for, about 2,000 or so odd years. I think he's done a good job. He's probably working on some of your trim right now, maybe your bath fixtures. How good is God? The smell of heaven must be wonderful. I bet you there's flowers there, Jim. Huh? No maple trees, or at least they won't drop their seeds. I'm sorry about that. But Coolidge, we're just going to have to be apart on that one. But understand this. Heaven's wonderful. And he left it to be born. What a miracle. As a baby lying in the manger, he thought of you. Can you imagine that? What's your name? John. Come here, John. Man, you're a good-looking kid. Look at that. That's a nice-looking shirt, ain't it? Huh? John. What's your last name?
Hornier.
Baptist? Are you kidding me? John Baptist is your name? No, John Hornier. Kids, I want you to see this. Do you know miracles are not just for old people? Miracles are not just for preachers. Miracles are not just for deacons. Deacons haven't seen a miracle in years. It's a miracle deacons come to church is what it really is. Did you know John Hornyak is a miracle?
Well, he hasn't done anything magnanimous. What's he done?
He's here. Where else could he be? What a miracle it is that he come to church today. You know what, kids? I want you to see this. You know why? Because you could be here. You could be here right now. I could have you right here, Jared. Could I not? Huh? I could have Autumn here. I could have Michael here. Any of you guys right here, I could have right here. Do you know why? Because you're a miracle too. It's a miracle that he's here. It's a miracle that he's part of this service. It's a miracle that he's in church. Do you know why he's in church? Because Christ came. What a miracle. We've got doors open. Why? Because Christ came. We don't have church unless Christ came. The local church was established because Christ came. Everything we do is because Christ came. Everything we talk about is because Christ came. Every morning we plug the dumb buses in is because Christ came. Every time we drive a bus out is because Christ came. Every time we sing a song is because Christ came. What a wonderful miracle that you need to see in Christmas. I don't know if we can grab a hold of the wonder that this wonderful verse says, "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior." I'm going to heaven because Christ came. I'm not going to heaven because I'm a good guy. Thank God. Thank God he didn't require that I be a good person to get to heaven. The people that believe in that are stupid. Can you even imagine? And I think you ought to be a good person. Don't misread me. But the minute you transcend being a sinner, we just had your funeral. Or the rapture came. Either one. Praise the Lord. But understand this. Because Christ came and was my Savior, I get to have church. As you look at the wonder that is Christ the Lord, the wonder of it all, I want you to see the miracles that are Christmas. The miracles that are not just Christmas, though. The miracles that happen every day. The wonder that God... You know what's amazing to me is that preachers still say it's been a long time since I've seen a miracle. I've heard preachers say that if we're going to have miracles again, we got to get faithful to God. No. No. If we're going to have miracles again, open your stinking eyes. Miracles are happening all around us every day. You say, no, I haven't had one happen in my life. Well, really? Really? If you just review your last day, I'm quite sure God did something wonderful for you. A miracle. Something great. Oh, well, he didn't bring fire down and consume the altar sacrifice and show everyone how great he is. I'm sorry. He saved me. I didn't need the fire. He came down from the portals of glory. And I love this. It's one of my favorite things about the Christmas story. He left where everyone was praising him. Heaven is full of entities that are saying, glory to God, holy, 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 amen? Yep. Heavenly host, always praising God and doing exactly what he says. He says, I got to go. None of you would leave that situation, I'm promising you that. If you had angels around you praising you and shouting, you would not leave. Who? Do you want me to go save? No, I'm going to stay right here. I'm happy. Jesus leaves the portals of glory and says, I see Jordan Jones. You say, well, he wasn't even born yet, Jordan Jones. God's got more brains than you do. He saw it. I'm sorry. I know you all are very intelligent, but God's smarter than you. That's sometimes hard to come to grips with. You think you got God handled better than he does. That's why God doesn't do miracles in your time. He looked down and saw Jordan Jones. He said, I've got to go. Because if I don't go, he can't come. Is there anything more simple to understand than that? If Jesus doesn't come, you can't come. If Jesus doesn't come, you can't go to heaven. If Jesus doesn't come, he takes his first breath. I often think about this. He takes his first breath in a stall. How many have ever been in a stall? It smells worse than the boys' bathroom. And that is a statement. He takes his first breath from there. Can I help you out a little bit further? Let me take that a little bit further. Brother Carl, do you know that he knew that that's what he was going to smell? Am I blowing your mind today? Do you know that Christ knew that that's where he was going to be born? He made it all up. He set it up. He did it. I'm going to be born here and nobody notice. I'm going to be born here because I don't want these kings to know. I'm going to be born here. Why? And I'm going to call the shepherds. Why? Because I know they'll come.
I'm going to call a bunch of common people. Why? Because I know they'll come. Do you know what a miracle you are? Christ didn't have to come to you. No amens on that one. You're thinking now, aren't you? Christ didn't have to come to you. He didn't have to have somebody come in your life to tell you about him. He didn't have to. He wanted to. What a miracle. He takes his first breath in a stall. He breathed that essence for me. Leaving the portals of glory, which he should have never done for me. But he did. And for you too. How great is Christmas now? And as you look at his life continuing, Jesus then follows his own rules and is baptized. What a miracle. Why is his baptism a miracle? His baptism is a miracle because the man that did the baptism, the man that was given the authority to baptize, was also a miracle. Can I line up some miracles for you this morning? I'm excited about miracles. I don't know about you. But John the Baptist was a miracle. It wasn't John the Presbyterian or Catholic or anybody. He was a Baptist. Christ named him. He got his name from heaven. Well, how fortunate are you? What a miracle it is you're in an independent fundamental Baptist church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm a big B Baptist. You can be, but I'm all the letters capitalized, underlined and in red. Get a highlighter. I'll mark that too. I'm Baptist. Proud of it. Like what preacher said, if I wasn't Baptist, I'd be ashamed. That's not what gets you to heaven. Please don't misread me. But that's the church that Christ started. Moving on. He gets baptized. Not only does he get baptized, he walks all those years doing wondrous miracles. Now, the reason that I bring up his earthly life, because now I'm past Christmas, right? I'm past Christmas now. Oh, are you allowed to go past Christmas during the Christmas season? Preacher, you should have just prayed. No, because his life continued on showing his power. Showing after he got baptized, dove of heaven comes down, lights on him, and this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. What a miracle. Then Christ starts his earthly ministry, goes over to Canaan. They're mad because they're out of stuff to drink. Christ gives us a wonderful, wonderful miracle. The beginning of his earthly ministry miracles right there. Walks, feeds the 5,000, feeds the 4,000, heals the sick, cures the blind, makes the lame to walk. Oh my goodness, makes the people that can't talk be able to talk. He does all these wonderful things. Why? To show who he was. And again, it's amazing to me. We see great and wonderful miracles today, and it's amazing who doesn't show up for church the next week. You say, oh, that doesn't happen to me. Yeah, I know, because you're great. This is what it is. Look at this now. If you think about what happened in the scripture, I brought this up before, but I look at this a little bit differently today. He feeds 5,000 plus whatever, women and children. I'm not going to go over the numbers. Just let's stay with 5,000 for a moment. He feeds the 5,000. Two chapters later, how many is he feeding? Four. What happened to the other 1,000? That would be a lot of funerals. Although I'd be up for that, preacher. 1,000 funerals, tremendous. My glory to God. Woo! That'd be a great day for me. No. They didn't die. They didn't show up. They got fed. 5 loaves, 2 small fishes, everybody ate. Lots left over. They saw it. Christ did the miracle to show them who he was. And now the next time there's only 4. Can I ask you a question? Why wasn't there 8? Hey, our preacher got healed. Glory to God. Everybody's excited. Who stopped coming to church?
Well, the miracle happened. I'm out now.
Did all my praying. Man, that was a lot of prayer, preacher. I wish you'd have got better sooner. A lot of time spent on my knees. How pathetic are we as Christians? When a great and wonderful miracle happens, not only do we not run and praise the Lord, we stay home. How many people went home and got their buddies? Huh? How many people went home and said, oh my Colton, this man came, we had nothing to eat. I'm telling you, we were starving. And he looked out and this little punk kid, I don't even know who he was, came up and he had some food. He had 5 Twinkies and 2 fishes. We all ate. there was more left over than what he started with, you got to come with me, man. Come and see this. Huh? Wait. Sit down. Wait. No, Leighton, I want to ask you a question, Christian. When's the last time you came to church full? Because you saw something wonderful. We had a service here not too long ago where all of a sudden we didn't even get to preach. And people came to the altar and packed this place out. I believe we went away full that day. How about the next week? Huh? Miracles witnessed. Nobody in this room, I believe, would say that it wasn't a miracle. Huh? Nobody. Nobody would say that. I believe everybody would admit that it was a miracle. Can I ask you something? Then why haven't you brought anybody else to see it? That's good stuff, ain't it? I'm going to tell, and by the way, I'm preaching to me today. I'm not preaching to you. I'm preaching to me. Please understand this. Why haven't I? Huh? How many people have you told about this miracle? Because how many people went and told you about the feeding of the 5,000? Nobody came, son, because otherwise you would have came. Eat. Are you kidding? Free food? Nobody misses free food. I don't know one person. I'm looking out of this building. When we have a potluck, everybody comes. If there's chicken and JoJo's, you're bringing somebody. Believe me, I've watched us eat. We eat. Picnic on the church ground. Glory to God. All you bring is a fork and a spoon. Don't you lie to me. Some of you even open up your purses and enrich your blessings on the way out. Showers of blessing. Showers of blessings we need. Mercy drops round me are forming. This is what I want to ask you. How many people have you told about the miracles? How many people have you told about the miracle? Jesus walked this earth and did lots of miracles. The lady. You know, I always like this story. If I could just but touch the hem of his garment. Remember that lady? Issue of blood. Fought it for a long time. Went to all the doctors. Doctors couldn't heal her. Glory to God, amen. And I'm not saying doctors can't. Please don't misread me. Doctors are given that knowledge by God for a reason. I can't understand the people. I'm never going to go to the doctor laying sick dead, but I'm not going to go to the doctor. Well, you're dumb. God will heal me. God gave that man knowledge to help you. Whatever. This woman comes and touches the hem of his garment, son. She actually touched the hem of his garment. What happened? Virtue went out of him, and immediately he was healed. Now, what I really like about the story, the actual truth, it wasn't a story. It really happened. What I really, really like about that whole miracle, do you realize that later on in the scripture, there are people coming and touching the hem of Jesus' garment? Do you realize that people are just seeking out to touch the hem of his garment? Do you know why? Because she went home and said, hey, you'll never believe this. I touched that man's garment. My issue of blood is gone. Why don't you go touch him too? See what happens in our life. We talk about Christmas. We want to give our kids presents. And I'm not against it. I went out last night and got my kids some presents. Not against the presents. But I don't want to miss the presence of Christ. I know every preacher preaches this. I understand that. But I want you to see what it is. What a miracle Christ is. What a miracle he's done in your life. What a miracle this season is. What a miracle it is where you are. It's a miracle to be part of Bethel Baptist Church. I don't know why we'd ever say, well, our church is okay. Hogwash, we're great here. Why? Because Christ is here. Not because we've got a great preacher, although we do. Not because we've got a super fantastic, wonderful, out of the chart, great co-pastor. And handsome. But the greatest
greatest of all miracles was when I was brought here for you.
It's not because of that. It's because of the Christ we serve. You can go elsewhere, but guess what you're not going to find? That's true. Praise the Lord. And let me tell you, if I wasn't there, I wouldn't stay. That's actually true. That's what's fun. Wow.
Wait a minute, I got to write that down.
I would make sure I went to a church that held on to that book. Well, I don't know how I'm going to get on this, but I'm going to get on it. I wouldn't go to a church that didn't hold on to that book. I wouldn't go to a church that didn't have a preacher that believed it was inspired. I'm talking inspired. I'm not talking tuck and tail. I'm not talking wagging your tongue. I'm talking about standing for it, believing in it, and the miracle that it is. The miracle that that book is. The miracle that you got to hear and read and see the wonderful joy that is the Word of God. I love preachers that come and say, well, it's a good translation, but maybe not the best. Let me help you to know what the best is. You're a moron. Preachers, by and large, are dumb. Let's just believe the book. I'll amen myself. Amen. That's a miracle, that King James Bible. The Word of God for the English-speaking people. If you don't like it, read it. You know that's why people don't like it? Huh? You don't like it because you don't know it. You don't like it because you don't see it for the miracle that it is. Christ came, but just as important as Christ coming is Christ leaving us this. Otherwise, you wouldn't know what he is. You tell me, take away this book. Tell me who Jesus is. Tell me. Come on. We're so smart and so intelligent, so pharisaical in this day and age, we believe that we know the Bible better than God does. How dumb is that? This is a miracle in my hands. I don't treat this as a book. I treat this as the book. How do I know the name of Christ without his wonderful book? Tell me. How do I know how to get saved if it's not for his book? I have to call upon Scripture. I have to. Not my words getting people saved. It's his words. He's done it all, or he hasn't done it at all. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We ought not be boasting about how smart we are. And I'm going to tell you right now, why don't you get a little grit in your spine, quit hanging around people that do. Boy, I didn't have that plan. Somebody needed that. Somebody needed that. Believe me, I'll get the yelps. Don't worry, you throw a brick into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps, the one that got hit. Listen, Christmas is a miracle. You've got miracles all around you that refuse to see because they're not magnanimous in your eyes. Yet in my eyes, they are wonderful. Christ's birth, Christ's example of obedience, Christ's death. Why would he go? Come on, Christian, why would he go? Why would he go face that crucifixion? Why would he go? Why would he go and let them... Preacher, he let them do it. It wasn't something that they forced on him. He let them do it. He said, Autumn, I've got to go. Autumn, I've got to go and hang on the cross, otherwise you can't go to heaven. I've got to go. But I change that a little bit. I want to go, honey. I want to go. I want to go because if I don't, nobody's going to be able to get saved. I want to go. I want to go to the cross. I want to be born. I want to live my life. I want to show them how wonderful I am. I want to do all these things. Why? Because I love you. Rises and falls with love. That's what it is. We'll go home and watch R-rated movies. Shoot, back that up. PG-13. You watch things on the internet you ought not watch and miss the wonderful miracle that Christ is. Not only was his death wonderful and a wonderful miracle, without his resurrection, what would his death be? He arose again the third day for me. He rose again the third day to lead captivity captive and make a way for us to get to heaven. Can I ask you this question again? And by the way, I think we've talked about miracles. Have you seen them? Can I ask you, have you seen some miracles this morning? Oh, you may have to rewind a little bit. But have you seen miracles? Let me help you. Why did God do them? Why did Christ do the miracles? Number one, so he could prove to us who he was. Who else could feed 5,000 with 5 Twinkies and 2 fishes? Twinkies last long on the shelf, not on my refrigerator. He did that to prove he was God. Why else? So God can show glory in his Son. Amen. He sent that dove down and let everybody see, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. What a miracle. But there's a third reason. You know why he does miracles? I love this reason the most. It's my favorite. I'm all done. He does miracles because his children need them. Give me one miracle. Name me one thing that Christ did that wasn't for us. He did that because we need him. He was born because we needed him to be. Huh? Do you know why we have Christmas? Because we needed it. The world is trying to say that you don't. Do you know you need Christmas? Why did he have his mama take him all the way those 73 miles to be born in a stall? Because we needed it. Why did he feed 5,000? Because they were hungry. Why did he feed 4? Because they were still hungry. I'm going to tell you, why did he save me? Because I needed a Savior! Why did he save you? Because you do too! Christ is not going to say when he's going to do it or how he's going to do it. And we don't have that decision. But know this, he does it because we have a Savior that knows that we need him. Aren't you glad that when we need him, he's there? The Bible says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Oh, you may turn your back on him, but he's always right behind you. He never leaves you. Oh, you leave him, but he never leaves you. Why? Because you need him. We don't have a Savior that cannot be touched with our infirmities. We do not. We have a Savior that knows how we live, that knows our heart, that knows our frame. Man, we've got a great God. If you're not excited about miracles, you need a pulse check. Why does he do them in your life? Why? Because we need him to. I don't know about you. I've had days in my life, man, recently, I'm not going to tell you why. Probably because of you. You ever have the days where you just know you need him? Huh? Christ knows you need him. Please don't, Brother Sean, Christ knows you need him. Huh? Nicole, Christ knows you need him, honey. Christ knows. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. I want you to see it. Because there's days just real recently when I know I needed him. Wouldn't you know it? He was there. Wouldn't you know it? That miracle came. Oh, it wasn't something that you're going to write about in the papers. It wasn't something as wonderful as healing up our preacher or healing up Miss Debbie. It wasn't something that wonderful. But to me, he knew that I needed him. And what a miracle that I came to the realization that I needed him too. You want to see miracles at Christmas? Just look. You want to see miracles any other time of the year? Just look. They're all around us. I know you could put this on a Hallmark card. This may be fuzzy to you. I understand that. But I'm going to tell you right now, this is the time of the year when we should be realizing how great God is. And we should take that for the rest of the year. Do you know miracles really do keep happening? We really do have them. This is the answer that you have to have, though. Why do they happen? Because we need them to. Christian, you need them to. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much for this day. Lord, your Bible says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And Lord, I don't know what we are. But Lord, I'm so glad in your eyes that we are your children if we're saved. I'm so glad in your eyes you are the very people that we need miracles for. And Lord God, I'm so thankful you don't keep them from us. Lord God, help us to see them this time of year. Help us to see the wonder that is Christmas, the splendor. Help us to understand, Lord, it's not in our time or ability to do them. We cannot commandeer you. But Lord, you know that I know that they're coming. I've seen them. And although I might not have seen the blind restored to sight or something like that, Lord, I've seen much more than that. I've seen a bus kid singing in our program. I've seen bus kids sit through a church service and be attentive. I've seen adopted babies singing about you. I've seen church kids blessed with a home that revolves itself around you. I've seen preachers raised back to life from the jaws of death. I've seen so many things, God, lately. You show me you're truly still a miracle-working God. Lord, please let us all see it. And let us invite others to see it as well. Why do you have miracles for us? Because we need you to. Thank you. Thank you for giving us those miracles, reminding us how truly great you are. With every head bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. How many can say that the greatest of all miracles was the day that Christ saved me? You know that you're going to heaven when you die. You're 100% sure that you got saved. Could you put your hands up real big and tall? You may put your hands down. Do you realize that if nothing great ever happened in your life again for the rest of your days, that that was the best miracle you could have ever hoped for? How many would be willing to say, you know what, I've never had that miracle. I've never asked the Lord to save me. I don't know for sure that if I died right now that I would go to heaven, but I sure would like to know. Because if you're not sure, then you've never seen the greatest of all miracles. All the miracles that I talked about were for one purpose, so that he could save you. Would anybody be willing to say that I'm not saved, but I sure would like to be? Could you put your hands up real big and tall? I will not come to you. I will not embarrass you. I give you my word, but I do want to pray for you. That means one simple thing. Everyone in this room is telling me, telling the Lord, not telling me, that they've seen that miracle. I would wonder, though, how many of us see other things? See the greatness of God in the small. See the greatness of God in the day-to-day. I'm trying to train myself every day to see the greatness of God. I hope we can all do the same. I'm not going to ask you to raise your hands. I'm not going to force you to come to this altar. But know this. The reason that Christ does his miracles is for you. Because you need him to. Because he loves you. What a great God we serve. Dear Jesus, I thank you so much again for the honor and opportunity that is to preach behind this pulpit. You are so good to us in every single thing. Lord, help us to see it. Help us to see it. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Johnny, what do you say?